Making the decision to be a stay-at-home mom comes with a lot of sacrifices, and for a lot of us, it means becoming a one-income family. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, and that was always your plan. You guys planned, you and your husband planned and prepared, and you knew that you were going to be staying home. You knew you were going to be a one-income family. Or maybe you're a working mom, and you never thought that you would want to be a stay-at-home mom, but here you are, desiring to stay home and be with your kids and be able to be with them full time, but you know that you can't until you find a way to replace your income. Or maybe you're somewhere in the middle and your family income's okay, you guys are doing good, but a little extra money, a little side thing would be really nice. Wherever you land today, I'm going to give you some ways to make money from home without having to build a personal brand or become an influencer or sign up with a social selling company. Not that there's anything wrong with those things. I think that those are awesome paths to take. But the confusion comes when we think that those are the only options for people to make money from home, when in reality, there are so many ways to make money from home in 2023. So I'm excited to get into this episode today. I hope that you leave with some ideas, some inspiration, and I just ultimately hope that it's really helpful. So let's get into it. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. I know that this episode is a bit different than normal. I don't usually talk about business or making money very much on the podcast, but today we are going to talk about it because the ability to make money from home can be really life-changing for anyone, but especially for one-income families and for moms who are really finding themselves in a place where they are desiring to stay home. This topic, while not super related to the things that we normally talk about on this podcast, this is actually one of the most frequently mentioned topics, most frequently asked questions, most frequently, like these are the conversations that I have most often, whether it's reviews or emails or DMs, messages that I get from listeners, from you guys, is I never thought that I would want to stay home, but here I am working towards, you know, quitting my job, working towards finding something new. Or, you know, do you have any ideas for ways for me to make some money from home? Like, this is what we're talking about because this is a real struggle for so many of us because we knew when we decided to stay home that it was going to be a sacrifice. But it also, I think as women, we can't help but want to take care of things. And so that the same is true when it comes to our families and our financial state. Like, we can't help but just desire to help and to, like, is there anything I could do to just make a little extra money? Like, I think we all have had that thought. And this is something that I'm really passionate about and I love to talk about it. So I'm excited to dive into kind of a different side of the podcast today. And I hope that you'll let me know if you enjoy this because I definitely have a lot more up my sleeve when it comes to business and moms making money and all that stuff. So if you like this kind of stuff, if you love this episode, please, please, please let me know. I love when you give me your feedback. So I really wanted to talk about this because the Proverbs 31 woman, we can look to her for so many things when it comes to, you know, biblical womanhood, being a wife, being a mom. Like, we can look to the Proverbs 31 woman for so many things. And one of the things that I love about her is that she was creatively resourceful. And we can be too. We have that spirit in us too. Sometimes she was resourceful in the way that she saved money, you know, saving money is making money kind of thing. She made things and she took care of her family in that way. And then other times she was resourceful in the way that she went out and sold things and was, you know, prosperous in the marketplace and all of that. And so I wholeheartedly believe that we as women were designed with this entrepreneurial, creative, resourceful spirit as a way to take care of our families. And so many of us just don't tap into it because we don't even know that it's there. We don't even know that we have it. We don't even know really what we're capable of and what we were designed to do. And so that's why I hope today you just walk away with some encouragement and maybe some new ideas laid on your heart, because it is 2023 and making money from home truly is easier than ever. It has never been easier to make money from home. And I think that you just might not know all the options out there. You absolutely do not need to be an influencer. You absolutely do not need to have a personal brand. You don't need to sign up with a social selling company. No shade at all. Like, seriously, hear me out. I am like an affiliate with a few social selling companies because I love the product and I love to share it. Like, no shade at all. Hear me correctly. But that is just one path. Those are just a few paths that you can take. The options are literally endless. And so that's why today's episode is very quick and to the point. I'm just going to give you a list of ways to make money from home so that you can get started, get some ideas flowing. Like, oh, I never even knew that was an option. Oh, I could do that. Like, let me look into that more. You guys, please, when it comes to this stuff, utilize a Google search. Start searching on Pinterest. Start looking up on YouTube, like how to make money from home, how to fill in the blank. There are so many ways, and because of the amount of messages I get from so many of you guys that you are desiring to stay home, but you can't, or you're trying to, you know, supplement your family's income or fill in the blank, I'm like, I just wish that I could like sit across the table from you and help you set up a business plan or a plan to make some extra income, and like a 10-step plan. Like, I just wish that we could have a coffee date and get this set up together. And so this is my way of doing that. This is the best way I know how to do that. I'm gonna throw some ideas at you, and then you're gonna take it from there, and you are going to, whatever sparks your interest, if this applies to you, whatever sparks your interest, you're gonna go from there, you're gonna do some more research, you're gonna dig, you're gonna learn, and you're gonna start the thing. You're gonna do the dang thing, and you're gonna start bringing in some income from home with your babies around you, because it is so possible, you can do it. So let's get into it. I'm going to give you 8 ways to make money from home, but hear me when I say the possibilities are endless. Like, there are so many. I feel like these are 8 big categories, and there are so many subcategories under these 8 things that you can do. So, number 1, you could become a freelance writer on Upwork or Fiverr or things like that. Freelance anything is a big, big market, and especially writing. If you can write, if you're good at writing, whether it's, you know, ghost writing, which is like writing things for people and they claim it as their own, blog post writing, content writing, social media caption writing, things like that, content creators are looking, like, the market for writers is desperate. Like, content creators are desperate for writers because they are pushing out more and more content and they need people to write for them. And so becoming a freelance writer is an awesome way to make some extra money on the side. And there are so many, like, different categories you can, you know, get really specific on what kind of niche of writing you're wanting to do, but a freelance writer is a great option. Number 2 is proofreading. So maybe you're not a writer, but you know your grammar. Like, you never make a grammar mistake. You never make an error, and you could proofread like nobody's business. Did you know that you can make money doing that? Like, did you know that people are looking for proofreaders to read their content and make corrections and look for errors and all the things, like all the things that you probably do naturally? Yeah, I'm like this. I'm one of those grammar people that, like, I just can't help it. I read a book and I'm like, oof, there's a typo in this book, like, that's been printed probably thousands of copies and I just caught a typo. Like, where was the editor? Have you ever done that? If you've done that, you might be a good proofreader and you might need to set up an account on Upwork or Fiverr or something like that and become a proofreader. And now again, with these ideas, these are just ideas. I'm not here to lay out a 10-step plan for each thing, depending on what your, you know, what path you want to take. I'm just here to give you ideas and then you can take it from there and you can search and learn and figure out how this works for you. So I'm just, these are ideas. So freelance writing, proofreading. Number three, if you are creative and you like to make things, whether that is physical things or digital things, like if you like to draw, if you like to, you know, any sort of digital products, if you can create like digital planners or digital devotionals or digital journals and like anything like that, if you can create or physical copies of things, create and sell your products on Etsy. Starting an Etsy shop is an awesome way to earn some extra money. And especially with digital products, the return on investment is so high, or the profit margin is so high, because you're not having to like pay for the physical shipping. You're not having to do any of that. It's all on autopilot because they're digital products. So you set it up to where you create a product, whether it's like some things that I've purchased on Etsy in the past, like birthday party invitations, birthday party, like, could you create a whole set of things for kids' birthday parties, like dinosaur themed parties package that's like $30 and it's like an invitation, decorations, and all the person has to do is just print them out. Like, I'm telling you what, there's a market for that. And hi, I am the market because I am not creative and I would much rather go onto Etsy, buy a birthday party package, done, check it off my list, not have to think about it. And for you, it's a digital product, so you just set it on autopilot. Things like that. Like, you guys, if you didn't know that this was an option, go search on Etsy for the little things like this, things that you think that maybe you could make and recreate, and see all of the options that are available to you. So if you're creative, if you can make things, if you know how to make cute things, whether it's digital or physical, maybe creating and selling products on Etsy is an awesome little side gig for you. Another thing you can do is you can sell services on Fiverr. So if you have experience in writing is one, we've already kind of covered writing, but if you have experience in, all sorts of things like project management, graphic design, even like bookkeeping and things like that. If you have any experience in any of those fields, marketing, gosh, there's so many different things. But you can sell your services on Fiverr, which is basically freelancing. But companies will hire like a contracted person to just do a specific job, and then you can have as many clients or projects going on as you want. So if you've never heard of Fiverr, go look on Fiverr and see what people are doing. See what people are making. Like, if you are skilled at, say, something like a podcast manager or something, like if you know that you can do that, if you know that you could put podcast episodes together and you can edit them and produce them, like, you could be a freelance podcast producer on Fiverr. There's so many different options. So these are just, like I've been saying, these are just like ideas. The next thing you could do is you could become a VA, a virtual assistant. So many people, so many creators, companies, personal brands are hiring virtual assistants to be able to do all the little things. So if you think, and it's really flexible too. That's the awesome thing about being a VA, is it's really flexible, and it's most of it is in your hours and whenever you have the time to do it. So look at, and again, if that interests you, if you're really organized, if you're really good at, like, if you're more type A and you're more organized and just really good at like keeping things on pace and keeping things really organized, then being a VA might be awesome for you. So go look into that more, do some research and look into that path, because it could be a really great one for you. Another thing you could do is you could turn your passions or your knowledge into courses. So there is a mom that I follow that you might follow her too. Her name is Shannon Tripp. I follow her on Instagram, and she was a pediatric ER nurse, and she has a large following online, and she creates courses for moms. She has one about like CPR and how to for children and how to like save your baby's life in a life or death situation like that, in a choking situation. She has courses about like all of the like nurse, anything you would need to know as a mom, when to go to the ER, what can be treated at home. And she has the knowledge because she has experience as a pediatric ER nurse. She has turned that knowledge into a profitable business through courses. So that's, if you have specific knowledge like that, or you have a specific passion, making courses is a great way to make money. Now, this path is probably a little bit more thinking into the long game. Like it's going to take a lot more thought and planning rather than just, setting up a profile on Fiverr and doing freelance work here and there. Like it's definitely going to take a lot more planning, but it's very profitable if you have specific knowledge, specific passions, that you believe you could teach people and, help people through. So that's an awesome one. Another one that I saw that I thought was really fun, and I don't know, this probably doesn't apply to a lot of people, but some of you might be like, oh my gosh, I could totally do that. That sounds so fun. Is becoming a virtual travel agent. I only recently learned that, like, how awesome travel agents are. And I've never used one, but I've heard people talk about it and I've heard people recommend it. And I think it's so, so cool, especially if you like niche to a specific place or a specific type of vacation. Becoming a virtual travel agent, if you love to travel and you're, you know, really well-versed in travel, that might be something to look into for you. And because it's virtual, you can do it anywhere, you can do it on your time, and that might be a really, really awesome idea for you. And then the last one is being a social media manager. I know we all use social media, we all know how to use it, so might as well make that scrolling into something productive and profitable. You can go onto sites like FlexJobs, Fiverr, Upwork, anything like that, and you'll see that there are always companies hiring social media managers. So I know I just gave you a long list of different ideas, and I know I was just kind of shooting out ideas at you, but that's kind of what I wanted this episode to be, is just I just wanted to throw some ideas your way. Maybe, you know, open up your mind to things that you never really considered before, and show you that there are so many options. There are countless ways to make money online, and you don't need a large social media following. You don't need to like build this big personal brand or have this long drawn out thing. You can just, you know, start freelancing, start creating some digital products, become a VA, sell your services, things like that. And most of these things can start making you money right away. So I would just say, figure out what you're passionate about or what you think you'd be good at, and then try it. Don't be afraid to throw spaghetti at the wall until you find the right fit, and know that your desire, whether it's a desire, whether you're working and you have a desire to stay home and you know you need to replace your income, or you're a stay-at-home mom and you just have a desire to have something more, like you're just kind of longing for something else to have to occupy your mind, like that is okay, and there is no shame in that. Just because you chose to be a stay-at-home mom doesn't mean being a mother is the absolute only thing that you're called to do, because it probably isn't. And you can be content and joyful and fulfilled in your motherhood, but that doesn't mean you need to be only a mom. Pursue a side business not because you're looking for fulfillment or because you're lacking something, but out of the abundance of the joy that you feel knowing that God has you right where you're supposed to be. So I hope today encouraged you. I hope you've got some new ideas, and I am excited to hear about all your future plans. Please, if this episode really gave you some exciting ideas, I want to hear about it. You can message me in our free podcast community, which is linked in the show notes. We have a free podcast community that we are chatting and talking it up every day. You can, I'm not on Instagram this year, so don't DM me because I won't see it, but you can always email joyfilledpod@gmail.com and I will read your email and reply to your email. But please, if you have got some ideas from this episode or you want to talk through some things some more, I am here for you. I want to help you and I am excited for you. And again, please let me know if you like this kind of content because I would love to bring more of this your way if it's something that you're wanting to learn about and wanting to hear and wanting to talk about. So that is all for today. I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister and I pray that you would just bless her and cover her. God, I pray joy, unspeakable joy, would just fill her home and fill her heart. And I pray that you would give her clarity if pursuing a business has been on her heart or bringing in extra income has been something that has kind of been piquing her attention, or you know, she feels it on her heart that she needs to spend more time with her kids and maybe walk away from the career for the season. I pray that you would just give her clarity on what her next steps are and then give her the courage to take those steps. Lord, I pray that you would bless her family, and bless everything she puts her hands to. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.